Last time we started discussing another prat in this brisa that the Gemara quotes from the Tesamid Beis. The Gemara says, "Eidim shein yodim lachto mekarim lehem yachalok umalim asakorim diyo." The Gemara adds a part. It adds another word to that brisa. The Gemara says, "Chasur mechser v'achik tani, eidim shein yodim likros karim lehem achosim, shein yodim lachto mekarim lehem etzentru." There's another element that, aside from the fact that we'll be mekarim lehem yachalok, we'll scratch out for them, that they'll be able to write on top of the scratches. And we've talked about whether that's ksav al gabe ksav or not. But aside from that, there's another idea that you have to read the shtar to them. If the Edom don't know what the shtar says, so then we're korin lefnayim, we also read the shtar to the Edom. So Tosfos and the Rishonim were all troubled. We discussed this a little bit yesterday. Tosfos says, but it's doch eid mipi eid. If the Edom, who are eidei chasima on the shtar, don't know what the shtar says, so they're only hearing what the shtar says from another eid. It's really no different than, let's say Reuven and Shimon come to Beis Din and say that there was a murder. But it's not that they saw the murder, they heard it from someone else. That doesn't work. It doesn't work in nefashas, it doesn't work in mominis. So why should it work over here? Korin lefnei v'choskin, the eidim don't know anything. They don't know how to read. So how can the eidus of the korin work for the choskin? It's doch eid mipi eid. So what did Tosfos say? So Tosfos said that it's not really a problem b'chalal, because the Eidei Chasima are not really testifying about the Nusach HaGet. They're not testifying about what's written in the Get. They're testifying that the Baal told them to sign the Get. That's all that they really are testifying about. So if it's not the Ikar HaMaisa, if it's just like a secondary point, what's the secondary point? With the Rabbanan, we don't want them to sign on a Get that might be Sheker. They're signing on a Get that's saying that the Baal is divorcing his wife, but who says that that's what it actually says? Maybe it says that Reuven lent money to Shimon. Maybe it says something else. Maybe just a piece of paper. Maybe it's, I don't know, notes from some class. So it looks funny. It's a bad thing that the Edom are signing on a shtar that they don't know that the Nusach HaShtar really is what they're signing on to. So Chazal require that the Edom should read the shtar. The Edom should read the shtar. But because this Edos did this extra practice, like a Chumad Rabbanan, therefore, if the Edom themselves can't read, so Tosfos says it's enough that someone else reads for them. And that's the Lashon of Tosfos. V'lo havi eid mipi eid, she'en tzrichen lahayir al ikar ha'maisa. She'en tzrichen lahayir al ikar ha'maisa. What does that mean? That means that the Korim, the Rashash explains, the Korim are not made on Das HaMeschayev, they're not made on the ikar ha'maisa, the ikar of what the Eidei Chasima will be made on. Ela she'omer she'gad kosu b'shtar, they're only saying this is what's written in the shtar. They're not made on the Ikar HaMaisa, the Ikar of what the Eidei Chasima are testifying about. So therefore, Eid Mipi Eid is going to work. Eid Mipi Eid is going to work. Tosfos points out, Ubay Shtayim Karim, you need two, or Afilu Yochai Kagon, Rav Nachman V'Safir, the Dainer, the Islu Emsam. You need either two Eidim reading, or one Eid is enough, as long as he has Ema, as long as we know there's no Chashash Meshaker. Right? But the fact that you need two is because this is... Right? We need some kind of testimony. We want to know that it's not Sheker. We want to know that it's Emes. So to two Edom is the best way to find out that it's Emes. But you don't really need to, he says. Since it's not the Ikra Maisa, you don't really need two Mitzad the Dina Edus, right? So even one is enough, as long as he has Emes, as long as there's no Chashash Meshaka, that's okay. That's okay for this kind of Edus. This is what Tosfos suggested. Now he pointed out that the Rashba does quote Tosfos, he quotes the Ri initially, but then he starts chipping away. Then he quotes other Rishonim that seem to disagree with Tosfos. Last time we got to the first Rishonim, the Rashba, and today I want to really flesh out the second Rishon. What does the Rashba say? This is the Rashba not here, but actually in the second parak. Because the Sugya of Kriyas Haget appears there. It's a parallel Sugya to what we have over here. Because the Bryce over here is mentioned over there, and then they elaborate a little bit. So the Rashba asks, "Ika the makshibah the emi pieinu, stoch emi pie, how can it work?" So he says, "The tiri to re, the lachashivi emi pie, kevin lo misadi a ikra the milson el the avishakar kos b'shta." Okay, the re says it's not emi pie, or a better way to put it is the psul of emi pie doesn't apply. The psul of emi pie doesn't apply over here because they're not testifying on the ikra dover; they're just saying kar kos b'shta. It's a secondary type of aid. This is not the ikra ma'isa, so therefore emi pie is going to work. Skipping a little bit, the ikaman da amar. But there's the Yesh Mefarshim another day, that whole Da'achav Makirin Ktsas. Da'achav Makirin Ktsas. We're talking about a situation where the Edim HaMakir the Chasim. They know how to read. They know how to read. It's just the letters are written in such a way that it's hard to read. It's hard to read, but they're makirin k'tas. It says if the makirin k'tas ala shilufin shala osios v'shulim k'tas v'eini cholim likos ala bedochak. It's hard to read. It's hard for them to read. Bedochak, they could read it. Bedochak, they could read it, but it's hard for them to read. So then Eimi Pied is going to be enough, says the Rashba. So what's Pshat? What's the Ikaman da Omar saying? So we suggested that the Ikaman da Omar is disagreeing with the Reed. The Ikaman da Omar holds that really a chalik of the Eidos of the Eilich Hasima is to say that the Nusach I get is Taka Emes. Right? The Eilich Hasima really are testifying about two things, about Das HaMeschayev and about the Nusach HaShtar. They're testifying that this Shtar says what exactly is happening. Right, that the Baal is divorcing his wife. That's a chelik of the Eidus. The Eidus is not just on Tzivrei HaBaal, but it's also on the Nusach HaGed. So it's also on the Nusach HaGed. So the Kasha of Tosis comes back. ADPA shouldn't work. You should need a real Eidus. There comes the Ikamanda Omar and says, this is not really ADPA. Why not? Because the Eid is only Misayeya. The Eid is only helping out these individuals. Right? When he read the Korei, The Korei is helping out the Eidei Chasima, because really the Eidei Chasima can read it by themselves. They can really read it by themselves, Bedochak. But it's hard. So this Korei is reading them, the two Korei, or the one Korei with Emsa, he's reading them to make it easier. So because we don't really need him, he's just Misayeya, he's only Misayeya, that's not called Eid Mipi Eid, because it's not Mipi Eid. It's not Mipi Eid. I don't really need the Eid completely. If the first aid, if the aid of Chasima were to push himself, he could read it by himself. So that's not aid mi pi aid. So even if a chelik of the aidus of the aid of Chasima is the Nusach HaGet, aid mi pi aid will still, this type of aid mi pi aid will work, because it's not aid mi pi aid. It's not aid mi pi aid, because it's just a siyu ba'alma. It's just a siyu ba'alma. That's the way that we explain this sheet of the Eidim HaGet. Okay. So far, so good. Comes the Rashba, and he adds a third and final sheet. This really turned everything upside down. What does the Rashba say? Let's read it inside. Let's try to understand the different parts of the many halakim of this comment of the Rashba. The Nira, this is the Rashba's terms. He quotes an Ikaman da Omar. He has the Ri and an Ikaman da Omar. But now he says the Nira. This is his own. This is what he really thinks is right. The Nira da Ocha Shaini the Gili Milsa Ba Almahum. So the Rashba, he thinks this case is totally different. AVPA works over here because it's Gili Milsa Ba Almahum. The get Rami v'koy kamon v'avid le'gluye al yidei acherim. The get is Rami kamon, right? You could be megala milsa al yidei acherim. Someone else could read it too, right? We have the Eidei Chasima; they can't read. Let's assume they can't read bechalal. Up the Rashba. Not that they really could read bedochak. No, they can't read at all. They can't read at all. And let's assume that the Eidus includes the Nusach HaGet. Right? The Rashba l'chor is making two assumptions here. That the Eidus does include Nusach HaGet, and let's say they can't read it at all. It's not just the siyua that the Kori is doing. He's mamish reading it for them, and without him, they wouldn't be able to read it all. Afal Pikein, Eid Mipeid is going to work, because it's only a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. What does that mean, a Gili Milsa Ba'alma? You could be Megala Milsa to someone else, not the Kori. Right? We don't have to trust the Kori. We could ask someone else to read it. After the Kori reads it, we can ask someone else to read it. So what? Says the Rashba, "V'chiha mistav v'lo mishakri." Oh, that's the yisod. The yisod is that if we can ask someone else, so now the korei, there's no chashash mishakir in the korei. He's mistav, he's afraid v'lo mishakir. He's never going to be mishakir. So that's acceptable as an eglis, says the Rashba. Very the kachidish. Really, the nusach haged is part of the eidus of the Eidei Chasima. And let's say that the korei is reading the Nusach HaGet to the Eidei Chasima. The Eidei Chasima can't make heads or tails out of it b'chlal. It's not that they could do it b'dochak. No. So I really need the Korei. Oh, but if it's just a Gili Milsa Ba'alma, if I could be Megala Milsa through someone else, I could get a third party to read it. So now the Korim are mistifi. The Korim are afraid to lie. There's no Chashash Meshaker. They're not Meshakri. And then they're going to be Neman. The Gili Milsa, Zokter Ashbay's final word, the Gili Milsa lo Kori le Eidus. Gili Milsa Ba'alma never needs an Eidus. That's the Yisod. The Yisod is you need an Eidus if there's some kind of Chashash Meshaka, but if there's no Chashash Meshaka, I don't need an Eidus. Presumably, he's saying even by dinim momenis, even by davar sheva erva, where normally you'd say that you need shnayim, and davar sheva erva has mishnayim. You need two edim for dinim momenis. You need two edim for davar sheva erva. Rashba is saying, but gilim il sabalma doesn't need an edus. It doesn't need an edus. Abpiyed, of course, is going to be kosher. Right? I don't need an edus. I just have to ensure that there's no chashash mishaken. So even if testifying about the nusach again is part of the edus of the edah chasima, but I can get that nusach again through the Koran. Right? Why? How? Because it's gilim il sabalma. And if it's gilim il sabalma, so then there's no din edus really necessary. I just have to make sure there's no chashash mishaken. So AVPA is going to be enough because there's no chashash mishaker if the korim can be tripped up by someone else. The korim will be tripped up by someone else if they like. Wow, this is a tremendous chiddush of the Rashba. It's one thing to say that AVPA works over here because it's not AVPA since it's only a siyua. But the Rashba is saying, no, maybe it's not a siyua, it's AVPA mamish. But because it's Tzavida Ligluye, because you could reveal what it says in the Nusach Haget to some other party, so therefore the Karam are not going to be Meshaker, so I don't really need an Eidus over here, so that's why Amy Pied is going to be enough. How does the Rashba know such a Yisod? Where does he get what? Well, he made this up. No, he didn't make it up. He brings it right. The Gemara in Yevamos, he says, Ukahi de Ishtamo de Inu da Chui de Misnahu b'Maseches Yevamos. What does that mean? Ishtamo de Inu. Ishtamo de Inu sounds like a scary word. Ishtamo de'inu, that he's identified as the brother of the dead man. We know that if a person dies without children, so there's yibam or chalitza, right? If he has a brother, min ha'av, so then there's yibam or chalitza. There's not as that we only do chalitza. Ashkenazim only do chalitza. So Adam is a different story. But we're afraid that the yavam is not going to be mechaven only l'shem mitzvah. There's a day in Tanoim that if he's not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, it's like pogea be'erva. Like pogeh ve'eshesach, so we shy away from doing even b'zmanazeh. We do chalitza, but minat Torah there's a choice, right? Choice of yibam or chalitza. So to do chalitza, to do yibam, we first have to identify that this individual is a brother of the dead man, right? So that's what they do when they write the git of the chalitza. When the bezdin writes the get of chalitza, so they say that they identify the person as the brother. Asking Rabbi Yehuda begit the chalitza, ech plonis bas ploni, akravas yos ploni, yivama kadmona lebeidina. Okay, the plonis bas ploni, the woman brought ploni yivama, not yivama, yivam shalot, yivama, her yavam, she brought him to Bezdin, veishdemo deinu da achu demisna me abaniu, and we identified him as a brother of the dead man from his father. Right, Achim and Aav. So he was identified. And then the get describes that we said, do you want to do Yibma and do Chalitza, and then do the Chalitza, etc., etc. Right? Fine. Ishtemo de Inu. So then the Gemara describes, what's this Ishtemo de Inu? How do they do that? So Pligiba, Rav Acha, Viravina, Chad Amar Be'edim, Chad Amar Filu Karvan Filu Isha. One of these Amarim said, well, how are you Ishtemo de Inu? How do you identify him? The Tuedim, of course. Sarah. What's the always identify? Always have to be made with Tuedim. But Chadam Afilu Karav Afilu Isha. One of them said that even Karav and Isha is enough. Karav and Isha. When do we find that Karav and Isha work for Davar Sheva Erva? He says the Hilchas the Gilui and Milsa Ba'almuv Afilu Karav Afilu Isha. The Halacha is Ishtemo de Inu is Afilu Karav Afilu Isha. Afilu Karav Afilu Isha. Why is it Afilu Karav Afilu Isha? Zakta Gemara Gilui Milsa Ba'almuv. Dr. Rashba, what is that Gemara Yavam is telling me? That Gilim Milsa Ba'alma, Milsa Da'avida Ligluye, anything that you could determine based on some other source, right? You're bringing the Isha of the Karav and say that this man is the brother of the dead man. Yeah, but someone else could come and say, what are you talking about? I know this guy. He never had brothers. Like, what are you... So, because they can be contradicted, and they're afraid that they're going to be found to be liars... So they're going to be Neman. Even Isha Vakarav are going to be Neman in such a case. So Dr. Rashba, don't you see that even by Davar Sheva Erva, even by Dinei Momenes, as long as it's Avida Ligluye, then you don't need to aid him. You don't need to aid him. Even Isha Vakarav are enough. Right? You don't need to aid him. Not only that, but even Suleiman Neman. Right? Not Gaslon. There can't be a Chashash Meshaker. But Afilu Karav, Afilu Isha is enough. So he says, from that you see that you don't need an Eidus. By Gilim Milsa Ba'ama, you don't need an Eidus. If you don't need an Eidus, then Eid Mipiyet should be sufficient as well. So even if it's Eid Mipiyet Mamish, but by Gilim Milsa Ba'ama, you don't need Eidus. Ishtamo De'inu is the Raya that by Gilim Milsa Ba'ama, you don't need Eidus. So if you don't need Eidus, then Isha V'Karva are enough, and Eid Mipiyet should be enough as well. So this is the Chiddush of the Rashba, and that's his Raya from the Gemara Nivamos. This is how the Rambam paskins as well. Right? The Rambam Menuchas Yibin B'Chalitza. The Rambam explains how Ishtamo De'ino works. This is in Yibin B'Chalitza, Perek Dalech Halacha Aleph. Rambam says, Lamed Aleph, thank you. Oh, got it. The Halacha Aleph is a nice halacha, but I don't need to do it for the talk. Lamed Aleph. U'me'idin alav shlosha, o shnayim min ha-shlosha, o shnayim sh'rova ha-chalitza. Avo b'she'enon ha-dayonim sh'chotzu b'pnei k'mo sh'b'yarnu. V'afilu isha o eved o katan shu make v'novo nemonim lomar ze ploni ochi. Ze ploni achi ploni. Even Isha or Eved or Katan shu makev enovon, is a Katan who's makev enovon, he has to be smart. Now, if we think he doesn't know what he's talking about, it's not going to help. But Nemanim lomar zeploni achi zeploni achi ploni v'zo yivinto v'chotzen apin. Mashen ken b'shar edios shal Torah bein leidus mamim bein leidus isse. By most edios shabbat Torah, you need shnei edim k'sheirin. Isha ve'eved v'katan apostle. But over here, it's kosher, even be Isha ve'edim ve'eved ve'katan. Zok deram, why? Shezed dover ha'osli lihigolosu. It's avida ligluye. Ef shaleid amitas ha'dover shalom ipiyim. K'mo shabiyarnu b'sof hilchaz gerushin. It's osli lihigolos, you can be megala this dover. So if you can be megala it, if you can be megala it, since you have the potential to be megala, like ve'acherim, so then even ever Isha ve'katan, gotta be neman. Why? So presumably what the Rambam is saying is that if it can be Megala Yidei Acherim, then there's no Chashash Meshaker. If there's no Chashash Meshaker, then you can even trust in Eved Ve'isha V'Katan. What does that mean? If this is Dover Sheva Erva, really, what's the Svar of the Rambam? If this is a Dover Sheva Erva, so just because you can be Megala Yidei Acherim, and there's no Chashash Meshaker, so he's Nema? I thought this is Gzeres HaKosa, that you need two Edim for Dover Sheva Erva. Right? Time for Mammon, Dover Dover Mi Mammon, Ein Dover Sheva Paros Mishnayim. What kind of a strange notion is this? As long as there's no Chashash Meshaker, so then I don't need to wait. What does that mean? So I was thinking, maybe the Rambam is Lishitasa. I didn't give you this Rambam to see, but I think we're going to see it later. It's Hashem Dafyud Amid Beis, maybe. The Rambam is a very interesting Lashon. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, in a totally different context, he's talking about how there's a chiyuv to listen to a Navi. Even if you don't know if the Navi is telling the truth or not. I mean, how do you know? The Navi is speaking about the future. The Navi is telling you what to do. Right? He's speaking about the future, so how do you know that it's true? No. Elav Tishmon, there's a chiyuv to listen to the Navi. Says the Rambam, K'mo shitzivonu lachto chadova. This is in Yisodei HaTorah Perek Ches Halacha Beis. It's a long Rambam. At the end of that halacha, this Gzeres HaKosa that you listen to Shnei Edim, even if we don't know if it's true or not. Right? We don't know if it's true. Nevertheless, this Gzeres HaKosa to listen to the Edim. He says, Kach mitzvah lishmoa mizeh ha-novi, avo b'she'enonu yodim im ha-os emes o b'kishuv v'lo. Even if we don't know that the os that the Novi is doing for us is done through Kishuv, is it really MS, is it not MS? No, there's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi. It's a Gzeres HaKosav. There's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi, even if we don't know if it's the truth or not. How do I know there's such a concept? He says a similar concept. That Eidos, we don't know if the Eidim are Meshakrim. How can we possibly know? Says the Rambam. How do we know? We don't know. The Gzeres HaKosav is that even if you don't know whether the Eidim are Meshakrim or not, he's the chiv to listen to them anyway. So we can extrapolate from that to the Navi. It's the same idea that even if we don't know what the Navi is saying, we don't know if it's true or not, we're supposed to listen to the Navi. What's the Rambam saying? The Gzeres HaKosav of Eidus is that even if we don't know, we don't know that it's the truth. There could be a chashash meshaker. Two people could be colluding, and they both could be lying. Nevertheless, there's a Gzeres HaKosav that says, "Bishnei Adim Yakum Davar." Ain davar sharei pachas b'shtayim. This Gzeres HaKosav tell me to listen to two Eidim. What's it mashma? It's mashma from the Rambam that the Gzeres HaKosav, the need for a Gzeres HaKosav to tell us to listen to two Eidim, is only where we don't know that it's emes. There is a chashash meshaker. So comes the Gzeres HaKosav and says, Afal pi kein, we trust two Eidim. The Torah says to trust the two Eidim. What are we supposed to do? It's a chashash meshaker in many cases. Who knows? Maybe they are lying. Oh, we trust two Eidim anyway. But it could be from the Rambam what emerges is that if there's no chashash meshaker in the two Eidim, then I don't need a Gzeres HaKosav to tell me that two Eidim should be nema. Maybe I don't even need two Eidim. Like the whole requirement for two Eidim is a Gzeres HaKosav where there might be a chashash meshaker. If that's the case, if the Gzeres HaKosav is to tell me that I listen to two Eidim, even if there might be a chashash meshaker, so then in a case where I know there's no chashash meshaker, maybe I don't even need two Eidim. And maybe that's what the Rambam means. If it's Havita Leguye, if it's something that's a Gilui Nos of Ama, that you could be Megala, you're the Acherim. So there's no Chashash Meshach over here. The guy's not going to lie, because if he's lying, he could be tripped up in his lie. So maybe I don't need an Eidus of a Debechal. There's no Gzeres HaKosav that you should need Eidus Debechal, because if there's no Chashash Meshach, I don't need a Gzeres HaKosav. Maybe that's the Yisod of the Rambam. Maybe that's the Yisod of the Rambam. The Rambam Lishitoso, that the whole Gzeres HaKosav for two Eidim is only where there might be a Chashash Meshaker. Maybe if there's no Chashash Meshaker, I don't even need two Eidim Bechlal. Maybe even Isha, the Karo, maybe that should work too. Maybe that could work too. Tosfos obviously argues with this Rashba in the Rambam. Tosfos holds that no, the reason why AVPA works over here is because it's not part of the Ikar Eidus. The Nusach HaGet is not part of the Ikar Eidus. The Ikaman Da'amar in the Rashba also argues with this line of the Rashba. The Ikaman Da'amar says that the reason why AVPA works over here, even if this is a chelik of the Eidus, the Nusach HaGet is a chelik of the Eidus, it's not AVPA because I don't really need the Eid to be carried. They could be, the Eid HaSima could read Bedochak by themselves. So what are they going to say? So in Stama, they would say that, no, there's a Gzeres HaKosav, like Dava Sheba Erba, Dinim Amunis, that you need Shnei Eidim. Whether there's a chashash meshaker, whether there's no chashash meshaker, kach nemar halacha. That's the Gzeres HaKosav that you need two. So if you need two, so when do you break that rule? Right? When do you break that rule? We need two by davar sheva erva. You need two by dinim amunas. This is davar sheva erva. It's get. So what gives you the right not to have two eidim? What gives you the right to be machshir eid mi p'eid over here? There's a Gzeres HaKosav that you need two Eidim by Dinei Mamonos and by Davar Sheva Erva. So that's it. I need two. And Eid Mi P'eid doesn't work. And Eved and Isha and Katan shouldn't work either. So that's why Tosfos in the first day in the Rashba had to stand on their heads to either say this is not part of the Ikar Eidus, Tosfos. What to say? That even if it is part of the Ikar Eidus, it's not Eid Mi P'eid because it's not Mi P'eid. You don't really need him. It's only Bedochak. Right? They could read Bedochak by themselves. You don't really need the Eid to read for them. Could be that the real machlokas beneath the surface is how to understand Shnei Eidim. How to understand the Gzeres HaKosav that you need Shnei Eidim for Davar Sheva Erva and Dinim Amunas. Is that because there's a chashash meshaker? Right? Because there's a chashash meshaker, I would think that they're not Nehman Kamash Malan, the Pasuk, Avel Pikein, trust the two Eidim. If that's the case, then where there's no chashash meshaker, maybe I don't need two Eidim. Or should I say, no, the Gzeres HaKosav is that I need two Eidim no matter what. No matter what, whether there is a chashash meshaker or not. If that's the case, then we're back to square one, right? Then we would need to aid them over here. Then Isha and Karov and Eid Mi P'eid should not work. So it could be that's part of the machlokas over here, part of the machlokas of Rishonim. Will?
If the Rambam saying that there's no need for Shnei Eidim, if there's no Chash B'shakek, even by Davar Sheva Erva and Mamon, so then would he need to, other Rishonim try to bring us a source for a case that's not Erva or Mamon, why an Eid Echad is Nehman for Yisurin, right? The part of the Rambam would be to need a source for that, because if we know that Eid Echad in principle is believed by Erva, if there's no Chash B'shakek, then Kol Shekein, it's not Erva.
The Eidach is not Yisurim with no Chashash Meshach. Yeah, but we need a Raya by Yisurim where there is a Chashash Meshach, where we don't know.
Where if we don't know. If there's no
Chashash
Meshach, then you don't need a Raya.
I
mean, you don't need a
Chashash
Meshach about
Eidach. Mm-hmm. He's saying, if you'll tell me without a Chashash Meshach, or Eidach should be Neman, even by Dini Mamanis, Minatorah at least, Minatorah.
Like when the other
Rishonim
were bringing in
explanation. Like it could be midrabanan, Chazal would still require two mechumra. It's just mishumiguna, maybe Chazal are willing to be mekel, they're not going to push. But by Yisurim, maybe it's better to have Gzeras HaKosov that Eidachot is now Bisurim, because if not, we'd still think the Chacham should be machmir. Right? Once there's Gzeras HaKosov that he's Neman, so then the Pasuk is saying that he's Neman. Right, so the pasuk is saying he's neman, so Chazal are not going to be machmir to require two there against the pasuk mafurish. They're not going to require two; it's mafurish in the pasuk. Maybe that's the idea that Chazal will still be machmir. So I need a gzeras hakosuv that eidach and neman bisurin to explain why Chazal are not going to be machmir to require more than that.
But by isha they are machmir against the pasuk.
No, by isha they're certainly not going to be machmir against the pasuk. Right, mishum iguna Chazal are mekel, so. So they're certainly not going to be machmir against the pasuk, but the chiddush is, if it's gilui milsa ba'alma, then eidach is going to be neman. Bein min ha'Torah, bein min ha'Rabban. Right? I mean, it could be. Some would say that. Okay, you know what? We'll get to more of that. Right? We have to. We're talking over here about yibum, but we should talk about misa sabal also. We'll get to misa sabal. That's time for one. Yeah.
Is this principle
applied
to all areas halacha or just Rosh Hashanah?
So it should apply to the mamonis too. Why shouldn't it apply to the mamonis? You're saying it's only Rosh Hashanah mishum iguna? It's funny, the lashon of the Rambam. At the end of Hilchos Gerushin. What's he referring to? Mamon has a lashon. Perik Yigimel, right? Halacha Chavtes, right, thank you. Al yikshe beinecha sheitiru chachamim ha'er v'achamur ba'edus isha o ever o shivcha o akum ha'mesil v'ituma. Right? That's Eidus Isha. That's talking about Misa Sabal. It shouldn't be distressing to you that despite the fact that it's a darish of erva, the chachamim were matin. Chachamim were matir. Erva chamur ba'edus isha eved oshivcha o akam meisil v'tumah ve'emi piyein. Shalok pida Torah al hadash shnei edim mishtar mishpatei ha'edus el v'davah she'ena tayocha lamar al buryum. Ela mipi ha'edim u ba'edusa. K'yon she'edus she'zeh horeg ezeh o hil ve'ezeh. Al v'davah she'efsha lamar al buryum shalom mipi ha'edazeh. V'tzavida l'gluye, right? Efsha l'galas ha'edeh achayim. And the aid can't get out of it, he'll be stuck. Right? Can go and say, Shahayat Shemais Ploni. This person testifies that the guy died. Right? Yeah, but if he arrives, right, if he walks in on 2 feet, so, you know, it's like staring at the guy in the face. So, we could be Megal Aide Acher. We could, you know, show this aid up, and the aid will have no way of responding. So, we're not afraid that he'll be Meshaka. Torah is machsha. This eid echad, as long as we know for sure that he's not going to be lying. The fikach hekilu chacham v'davar zeh v'hamina bo eid echad mipi shivcha u'menaksav etc. Kedar shloti shayna tisharena benos Yisrael agunas. What in the Rambam, right? He starts up by saying al yikshe beinach hashitir chachamim ha'era chamur be'edus ish etc. Then he says, Shalok, Pida Torah, starts off with Chachamim, then he says, Lok, Pida Torah, then he says, the Fika Chikilu Chachamim Mishimiguna. Posach Bechachamim, he goes to Torah, Vesiyim Bechachamim. What's going on? Is it the Rabbanan? Is it the Raisa? What? So, Lechora, what the Rambam probably means is that it's really the Raisa. I mean, he says, Shalok, Pida Torah. Right? It's Taka the Raisa that he's Nema. But you would think that the Chachamim would be Machmer, more than the Torah. Chacham would say, we can't rely. Eid Echad, Isha, how can we rely on that? We should require two. The Chacham comes around and says, no, we should be good. Chazal, leave it on the Din Torah. That's the Chor, what the Rambam means. Same thing over here. And the same thing over here, that will, right, that you would think the Chachamim would be machmir more. And even if Eid Echad is now in Bisur, and you think maybe the Chacham will be machmir more, right? So that's why we need Gzeres HaKasa to tell me no, it's mefurish that you should be maker. Mefurish that you should be maker. The Chacham are not going to be machmir more than the Pasuk. Okay. What's the problem over here? What's the problem? The problem is that the Rashba quoted a raya. He brought a raya to his shita. The Rashba says that Gilin Milsa Ba'alma Eid Echad is Neman, ABPA to Isha Vakarava Neman, because of the Gemara Yevamos, Ishtemo De'inu. How is Tosus going to respond to that? How's the Igaman Da'amar and the Rashba going to respond to that? Right? If they hold that Milsa David Legluya is no different, Eid Echad is still not going to be Neman, ABPA is not Neman, they have to stand on their heads, the Igaman Da'amar and Tosus have to stand on their heads to make it work. So how are they going to answer Yevamos? But isn't it a raya brewer from Yevamos, the Gilin Milsa Ba'alma, Filuisha, Filukarov, ABPA? The Gemara doesn't say ABPA, but Lachar, it's the same. Filuisha, Filukarov. What are they going to do with the Gemara Yevamos? Will?
Sorry, just a follow-up on that Rambam. So it says, the reason why Chazal weren't Machmir, the Torah wasn't Machmir, because Chazal still might have been Machmir, because it's better for Erev, I guess, but they weren't because
we should be going now. I knew you were going to say this. So Lagabi Yisurim, so why shouldn't the Chacham be more Machmir? Why shouldn't the Chacham be more Machmir? And by Mammon... No, by Mammon I'm not troubled, because by Mammon, Chumra Lazeh is a Kula Lazeh. Remember, we had this in Bava Basra, in Trey. So the Chacham can't be Machmir, because a Chumra for this one is going to be a Kula for that one. If you're Machmir to give money to this guy, you're taking it away from him. But by Yisurim, so why are they not Machmir by Yisurim? Why did it exist? Because of that Eid Echad and Bisurin, if there's no Chashash Meshaker, then it's Pasha. If there's no Chashash Meshaker, then it's Pasha. Maybe Taka, I need the Pasuk for a case where there is a Chashash Meshaker. Maybe Taka, the Pasuk is only needed for a case where there might be a Chashash Meshaker.
Other Rishonim are saying the same thing.
Like
they're only bringing
the Pasuk
source for one. There is a
Chashash Meshaker. No, this could only be according to the Rambam and that day in the Rashba. All the other Rishonim are not beholden to it. Right? So according to this one day, I mean, if Eid Echad would be Neman min HaTorah by Davar Sheva'erva without a Chashash Meshaker, I don't see why by Yisurim it should be any different. Of course, it should be the same. The Chorah. So how is Tosfos going to respond to the Gemara Yevamos? So the answer might be the Rush. How's Tosfos going to respond? The Rush. Right. The Rush and Yevamos. The Rif and the Rush and Yevamos interpret that Gemara a little bit differently. It's not so clear when you read the Rush that he's saying something different, but if you read it a few times, then you realize that he's saying something unique over here. Let's see the Rush. Right, this is in the packet. Page 1. What does the Rush say? He says, V'ishtema de'inu de'hadein ploni achua de'nisna minadua. Pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina, Chadam v'Beedim, Chadam v'Bekar v'Afilu Risha. V'Ilchas v'Begilim Nusa v'Almahu v'Afilu Kar v'Afilu Risha. Okay, so far so good. He just quotes the Gemara. Now, what does the Rush say? The Lav Amilsa the Isura Komisidi, V'Lav Amamona Komisidi. The person who's identifying this brother is not testifying about Isur, and he's not testifying about Mammon. Ela Milsa. I shouldn't say Isura. He's not testifying about Isura. What does it mean, Isura? Maybe he means Dovah Sheva Erva over here. Right? It's not Dovah Sheva Erva. It's not Mammon. Elamilsa ba'almahu de megalu de hadein ugavra plan. Vehinihi itza planisa. Right? It's Milsa ba'alma. He didn't say Gila Milsa ba'alma. He said Milsa ba'alma. He's testifying about Milsa ba'alma, that he's megalu, that this individual... So and so, right? He's the brother, and this woman is Plamisa. What's Rush saying? Milsa ba'alma hu de megalu sounds like Gilui Milsa ba'alma. Right? Take the three words and flip them all around. Gilui Milsa ba'alma galuye, isn't the same thing. Stuff the zelbers are, right? If you want, I can throw in words too. Aramaic, Yiddish, whatever. Right? It's the same thing. Well, what's the Rush saying? How are the Rush is saying this? Rush is saying. Gilui Milsa Ba'alma over here doesn't mean that you could be Megala through someone else. Gilin Rusa Ba'alma means that this Eidus is just an Eidus Hakara. It's just identifying him. It's not an Iker Eidus of Dine Mamanis or of Dovisha Ba'erva. It's just a Hakara Ba'alma. You have to identify the guy before you can do a Ma'is of Dovisha Ba'erva, Chalitza or Yibam or whatever. You just have to identify the guy. Eidus Hakara might not be an Eidus. You don't need an Eidus just to be Makir. It's like a Hechsher to the Dovisha Ba'erva, if you will. It's a Hechsher. Eidus Hakara is like a Hechsher to the Dovisha Ba'erva. It's not an Eidus of Dovisha Ba'erva. That's what Gilin Milsa Ba'alma means in the Gemara. It doesn't mean that you can be Megala Yidei Acherim. It's a Vid Legluye. It's Ovid Legluye. You can be Megala Yidei Acherim. No. It's just a Hakara Ba'alma. It's just a Hechsher to identify the person in order to be able to do a Ma'is of Dovisha Ba'erva. Eidus Hakara doesn't need Eidus in general. Doesn't need Shnei Eidim. Because it's just a Hechsher Ba'alma. It's just a Hechsher Ba'alma. Maybe that's what Tosfos. That's how Tosfos was learning. That Eidus Hakara doesn't need a Din Eidus. It's not really a Din Eidus. It's just a Hechsher Ba'alma. You know what this is similar to? Aidan pointed out that the Tosfos on Beis Mabes, right? We had a Tosfos earlier. It was a whole shock of the kind of the Gemara within Rabbah that a Shliach brings a get from Medina Siamas to say Befanai. So why does he say Befanai? Rabbah said Levi Shem Bekim Lishma. So the Gemara says, "Aye, but Midah Dehava Kol Eidus Shavatoy Shnichtei Aidan." The Gemara says that Eidah Chanem and Bisurin. One shliach is going to be enough. Then the Gemara asks, "Aye, but ain't Dovah Shavera Pavos Mishnayim?" Well, we talked about what's the Shaka of the Gemara, right? But Tosfos asks, he says, "Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam, Machuba Hizos. How can the answer that Eidah Chanem Bisurin help me? How can the answer that Eidah Chanem Bisurin help me that one shliach should be Neman? Iker Haget Yochia Shitzar Lachosu Mishnayim." Don't you have to sign a get with two? Right? Eidach and Emma Bisurin, but the get itself shows that you need Shnei Eidim. Of course you need Shnei Eidim over here. So he says, the Tirits, no, the Ozzy comes, Eidach and Emma Bisurin, Bechai Gavna, Sheikar, I get Nasa Kvar, Veshuvain Tzarech, Ela Gilui Milsa, Leida in Lishma Nichta. Oh, Gilui Milsa. Right? We're talking about a situation that the get is Nichta. What's the Shliach doing? He's testifying that the get was written Lishma. All these testimonies that the get was written Lishma. What are we doing? It's a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. Right? It's just a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma that the get is a Cheftza that's kosher for a Maisa of Dovah Shabbat Erva. The Eidus of Lishma is not an Eidus of Dovah Shabbat Erva. It's just a Hakara, so to speak. It's an Eidus Hakara to identify the get as a get that's kosher to do a Dovah Shabbat Erva with, to do a Maisa Gershon with. So Tosfos is saying, again, we have much more to read in this Tosfos. In the Gemara, in the Sugya, Chasim Sofer, nothing else. But the Pasha Pshat in Tosfos is that he's saying that Eidach HaNeman Bisurin is telling me that Eidus of Lishma is not really an Eidus of Darshav Erva. It's just identifying the get as a Cheftza that was prepared properly for a Maisa Gerishin. The get is just a Hechshin. It's a Hechshin. I need two Eidim. Why do I need two Eidim on the get? Because the two Eidim, right, the two Eidim are making the Chalos Gerishin. Certainly if you hold Eidach Hasim Akarsi. Right? If you hold the Eidach Hasim are the ones that are making the Gerishin. So the two Eidim are necessary to make the Dovish Ba'erva. But Eidus on the Shema? The Eidus on the Shema is not making Dovish Ba'erva. It's just identifying the Shtar as a Shtar that's kosher for a Dovish Ba'erva. That's just a Hechsher Ba'alma. That's a Hakara Ba'alma. Ishtemo De'inu is the best Raya that an Eidus Hakara Ba'alma doesn't need two Eidim. Afilu Isha, Afilu Karo. That also should be sufficient. Just like Isurim. Just like Isurim. Just like he said. Of course, the Gemara asks on that, right? The Gemara says, no, it's a Dovah Shabbat Erva. Of course, you have to understand what the Kash of the Gemara is. But at least at that stage in the Gemara, what Tosfos is saying is that if it's just coming as a Hechsher for Dovah Shabbat Erva, then it shouldn't need to aid him. Shouldn't need to aid him. Now, what's the simple pshat in the Hechsher of the Gemara? That's what we said before, right? The Rav's pshat. If Ksivas Haget is the Tchilas Maisa Gerishin, the Teretz is, it's not just a Hechshin. He's testifying about the Ksiva. He's testifying about a Maisa Gerishin, that it was done with Shema. So if he's testifying about a Maisa Gerishin, that's like Eidus on a Davish of Ever, that should need to Eidus. But Leave it out. Okay. The teretz at that stage in the Gemara is edus of lishma. It's just a hechsher. It's just a hakara ba'alma. So eid echad should be neman for that. Afilu isha afilu karav should be neman as well. And that's lechora what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos holds that the edus, the kriyas haged is not an edus bechlal. He says right. The lashon of Tosfos was that these two edim are neman. It's not ABPA. Why is it not a problem of ABPA? Because they're not testifying about the Ikar Maisa. What's Tosfos really saying? Now think about it. Lo havi ABPH, ain't seen the Hoyt Ali Kramaisa, Ella Shaoma Shaka Kosavishtar. What's Tosfos saying? Why does ABPA work over here? Because it's not Adus on the Ikar Maisa, it's really just what? It's just saying this is what's written in the Shtar. Tosfos is really saying that this Adus is really an Adus Hakara. It's really just identifying the Shtar. That's really all it's doing. That's what Tosfos is really saying. Right? The Eidus over here is really Eidus Hakara. So if it's an Eidus Hakara, just like Ishtamo de Inu, just like by the case of identifying the brother of the dead man, Afilu Isha Afilu Karov, right? I don't need Shnei Eidim. And Eid Mi Pied would work over here. So Eid Mi Pied would work over here as well. That's really what Tosfos is saying. The Rashba felt Ishtamo de Inu is his big raya that Gilim Il Saba Alma doesn't require Eidus. Tosfos would say, absolutely not. Ishtamo de Inu is a raya to me. It's a raya to me that Eidus Hakara, that if all the Eidus is doing is it's identifying someone, identifying something, then that's not Dover Sheva Erva, that's not real Dover Sheva Erva. So that doesn't require Eidus. But a real Dover Sheva Erva, even if it's you could be Megala Idea Cherim, of course that would require two Eidim. Not like the Rashba, claims Tosfos. Now, of course, let's keep in mind, Tosfos does say that you need Shnayim Korin. You need a Yochid who has Emsa. Why do you need all that? Why shouldn't you say Isha, Afilu Isha, Afilu Korov, Ishtamo de Inu, right? What's the difference? Right? What's Tosfos saying? So, l'chor, what Tosfos must mean is that if there's a chashash mishaker, then I need something stronger. In the Gemara in Yevamos, what are we talking about? That the identification of the dead brother is occurring where? Where? Where is that occurring? The whole description is in the get of chalitza. Who writes the get of chalitza? Who writes the get of chalitza after the chalitza happens? The chalitza has to be done in front of whom? In front of a bezdin. The bezdin writes the get chalitza. So if it's done in front of a bezdin, then there's emsa, right? Then there's emsa. So if there's ema, so then afilu isha afilu karov should be good enough for an edus hakarov. Tosfos is saying that you need shnayim over here. We're not talking about in front of a bezdin. Who says it's in front of a bezdin? You don't have to give a get in front of a bezdin. The Tosfos' description, right? He says one edus is enough if there's emsa, right? Rav Nachman. That means if it's in front of a bezdin and there's ema, so one edus is enough. But if not, you need shnayim. Why? Because if there's no ema, then there's a chashash meshaka. But if there's no chashash meshaka, Tosfos would say avada eid echad is neman. Afilu isha, afilu karav. Why not? It's just a hakara ba'alma. It's gilim il saba alma. Tosfos says that means it's just a hakara ba'alma. It's just edus hakara. Of course, afilu isha, afilu karav. Just like ishtamo de inu, afilu isha, afilu karav. Afilu eid mi pied. Afilu eid mi pied. I feel the ABPA should be enough, says Tosfos. Not because it could be Megalai de Acherim, like the Rashba is saying. No, it's just an Eidus Hakara. So if it's just an Eidus Hakara, then I feel Isha, I feel Karb, I feel ABPA should be good enough. Will.
Does Tosfos hold that you would need to buy Gili Milsa because there's a Chash Mashaker, or because the only way you learned out that you don't need to, by some cases, by Eidus Hakara?
By Gili Milsa, the way the Rashba defines it, if it could be Megalai de Acherim?
Right.
No, if you give me a Megala de Acherim, then there is no Chashash Meshachim. But Afal Pikein, Tosfos would say you still need two Eidim, because he'll just Xeris HaKosov. It's Xeris HaKosov, you always need two Eidim, even if there's no Chashash Meshachim. Okay? Okay. So this is the Machlokes Rishon. Right? The Machlokes Rishon, we have three deis over here. Okay? We have Tosfos and the Ri in the Rashba. Right, we have an Ikam and the Omer as well in the Rashba. And then we have the Rashba and the Rambam. Right, that either ABPA over here is good because you don't really need an Eidus. It's just a Hakara Ba'alma. Tzahakara ba'alma of the shtar, that's Tosfos. Or Eid mipi'ed is enough even if a chelik of the Eidos is the Nusach HaGet, but it's not Eid mipi'ed, it's not really mipi'ed because you don't really need the Kore. We're talking about a situation where the first Eidim really could read it by themselves, but Dochak. Or the Rashi and the Rama will say, no, since it's between Megala and the Acherim, it's what we call Gilu Milsa Ba'alma. So in such a case, you don't need Eidos Bechlo. So even if this Eidos is really a chelik of the Eidos of the Eide Chasima, but I don't need two Eidim for this. It's enough that there's one person, right? I can have an Eidos of one, and I can have an ABPA too. ABPA is not, Isha and Karav should also be sufficient. As long as we know there's no chashash mishaka, that should be sufficient. If I don't know for sure there's no chashash mishaka, then I'll need two. But eid mipi'eid should be sufficient because there's no din of eidus b'chlal. Okay, these are the three days in the Gemara. Question, Eitan.
Would the Rambam agree with us on the aspect of Ankara? Because I think we mentioned in Bava Basra that Rambam says that if you have for punishment you need two eidim, but just to see whether or not something is usser, you only need one eid.
Ha'isser atzma be'eid echad yuchzak. Ha'isser atzma be'eid echad yuchzak. Right, so I think you're right. I think the Rambam would agree to Tosfos. The chiddush of the Rambam is that even if the Rambam holds over here that saying that the get is emes, that the nusach haget is correct, even if that's a part of the edus that the edus chasima has to have to testify on, afilu karav afilu isha is still going to be nemen. That's the chiddush. That Eid mipi'eid will still be nemen over here. If the Rambam held that it was only a hakara, so then he could say pashut that an edus hakara, for an edus hakara, one edus is enough. But the Rambam apparently holds that this is a chelik of the edus of the edus chasima. So the chelik of the edus chasima is not an edus hakara, then you should need two edim. The Rambam, no. If it's efsher legaloso, so then it doesn't require edus at all. So that's why over here there's no need. That's why over here Eid mipi'eid is going to be kasha. Shambhali.
We explain in Tosfos that this is Eidos Hakara, or is it fitting into what we said yesterday? It's fitting into what we said yesterday.
I'm explaining that that's what Tosfos holds, but not only that, I think it's like Mukhach in the Lashon now. Now it really fits in the Lashon. He's saying it's not part of the Ikar HaMaisa. They're not really, the Koray is not testifying about the Ikar Dovah Sheva Erva. It's just the Hakara Ba'alma. So that's Gufa Y, ABP 8 is enough.
And then what would be the practical difference between
Eidos Hakara means that I'm identifying someone, right? That I'm identifying someone. So any Eidos of identity does not require Shnei Eidim. Gili Milsa Ba'alma, the way the Rashba and the Rambam understood, is that if I could be Megala Idei Acherim, so the person who's testifying could be tripped up, so then there's no Chashash Meshaker. In such a case, I don't need an Eidos. That's much more of an expansive principle. Tosfos is not subscribing to that. He's just saying this is a Hakara Ba'alma, so that's why ABPA is enough. The Rambam and the Rashba are going much further. Right? They're saying that there's a whole group of Eidos and Davash of Erva and Dine Mamanis that I don't need to aid them for because I could be Megalai Be'achem. Yes?
Is the Rambam saying that there's a custom is limited only to places where it's not a Milsa or any place where it's not
chashash m'shaker? Any place where there's no chashash. Is there really a difference between those two cases that you gave?
I'd say if motion are where it testifies, so we don't.
The Kroven.
I know, but we believe them.
It's a separate, because it's a separate psul.
That's not a kasev.
It's exerus. No, it's exerus kasev of the psulim. That if someone is a pasul, someone is a karov, so then he's pasul lahoy. Right? The pasuk says lo yimsu avos al banim. So from that we see that Ovos can't testify about Banan. That's a Gzeres HaKosim.
Why is that Gzeres HaKosim not compromised by... I mean, we could compromise the Gzeres HaKosim by Shnayim by... we compromise this Gzeres HaKosim by Shnayim.
No, the point of the Gzeres HaKosim... The point of the Gzeres HaKosim is to say that Krov Ma'apostle, even if there's no Chashash Meshaker, that's exactly the Gzeres HaKosim. Afilu Moshe Ba'aron, where there's no Chashash Meshaker, there's still going to be Apostle Lahai. That's the whole point of the Gzeres HaKosim. Here, it could be the Gzeres HaKosev is Punk Fakard, is that I need Shnei Eidim, right? The Gzeres HaKosev is, even if there would be a Chashash Meshaker, trust the Shnei Eidim. Right? There we're saying, don't accept the Krohn. Here we're saying, accept the Eidim. So what does that mean? So the Rambam learns, even if there might be a Chashash Meshaker, I don't know what the truth is. They could be lying, they might not be lying. Trust the Shnei Eidim anyway. So based on that Rambam, what could emerge is that if there is no Chashash Meshaker, then why do I need two Edim? The whole requirement of two Edim is where there might be a chashash mishnayim. Okay. This idea of the Rambam and the Rashba, we find smuchim lekach in at least two other areas. Okay, one is a general area that I'll share with you, very famous. The other relates to our sugya mamish. Where does the Rambam have this principle that if you can be megalai de acherim, there's no need to have two Edim? So, of course, the most famous case is Misa Sabal. Misa Sabal. We know that an Eid Echad is Neman b'Misa Sabal. That if a woman doesn't know if her husband died, and one Eid comes and says that the husband died, he's Neman. Even though it seems like a pretty big Dovish of Erev over there. Right? You're going to be Mater her Lashuk, Mater and Eishas Ish Lashuk. How can you believe one Eid? No, that's the Halacha, that Eid Echad is Neman b'Misa Sabal. The question is why? Why is that true? Why is that true? What is this principle based on? So the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Gerushin, the Rambam we just read before. The Rambam says what? That don't be so distressed. The fact that the Chachamim say that Yisho Eved Oshivcho Akum Meisech Vitumo Eidim Pia, they're all Kashim Misabal. Shalok Pi the Torah Al Hadash Ne Eidim Veshamish Pia Eidis El Vedav Sheinata Yochel Amar Al Buriel Pia Eidim. If it's Efshel Galos Haide Acherim, the Eina Eid Yochel Ishamei the Mina Dover Emes, Loik Pi the Torah Alav. Dr. Rambam, the reason why Eid Echav Misa Sabal is Neman is because it's Gilim Il Sabam. That's the Rambam. Right? Gilim Il Sabam. This is a classical example, says the Rambam, that an Eid Echav is Neman if it's Efshel Galos Haide Acherim. Comes the Raivin and says, no, Kosova Raivin, so. Inami the ihi daiku min saba. The Ravid says, I don't know if it's gilim mil saba alma, if it's avid l'gluya, that's not the reason why eid echad is neman. Eid echad is neman because isha daiku min saba. A woman is going to be medayaka, she's going to be very careful before she marries someone else. Because she knows that if the husband is still alive, we're going to throw the book at her. Right? It's going to be very bad for her. She'll have to leave both husbands, the children. The children from the other husband are going to be mamzerim. She's not going to get a ksuba, etc., etc., etc. So she's daiko mitzvah, but she's so super careful before she remarries based on the edus of the eid echad. We're not afraid. We're not afraid of any problem. Notice, the Ravid is not so convinced that the Rambam's tam is such a good tam. Ravid is not so convinced, and in fact, some have pointed out that it's really a suffix in the Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos in a few places. I didn't actually give you these Gemaras. I'll just do it bal peh. Gemara has a few sfeikas about Misa Sabal. When is an Eid Echad now and when is it not? I'll give you an example. Right? Eid Echad b'mulchama. Let's say an Eid Echad comes back from a war. Right? The husband goes off and an Eid Echad comes back and he says, I saw the husband was killed in battle. Eid Echad b'mulchama. What's the din? Is he going to be Neman or not? Is Eid Echad b'Mulchama going to be Neman? This is the Gemara in Yevamos and Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. You want to look it up later. Ibai Elohu. Eid Echad b'Mulchama Mav. Listen carefully to this. Taima de Eid Echad Mehemah Mishum de Milsa Davida Ligluyehu Lo Meshaker, Hachanami Lo Meshaker. O Dilma Taima de Eid Echad Mishum de Higufa Daiko Mitzvah. Vehocha Kema de Zim de Sanyele Lo Daiko Mitzvah. Okay, leave out that. That's in brackets. O Dilma Taima de Eid Echad Mishum de Higufa Daiko Mitzvah. Vehocha Lo Daiko Mitzvah. What's the subject of the Gemara? The Eid Echad comes and says, the Baal died in battle. So it says the Gemara, is the Eid Echad Neman in such a case? By Misa Sabal in general, Stam, if there's no Mulchama, he is Neman. But over here, if he says that he died by Mulchama, right, we know that there was a Mulchama, right? So if he says he died by Mulchama, is he Neman? What's the suffix? Is that the Gemara? Is an Eid Echad Neman by Misa Sabal because it's a Milsa Davida Legluye, and people are not going to lie in such a case. So if that's the reason, then he should be Neman over here also because he could be disproven. Or should we say, no, the Eid Echad normally is Neman b'Misabal. Why? Because Isha Daiku Minsaba. The woman's going to be super careful to check into it. But here, since there was a Mulchama going on, she'll think he probably died. She'll just assume, since there's a Mulchama, He died in battle. Right? If the aid just said, Stam, I saw that he died, so she's not going to trust the aid. She'll look into it. But the Melchama, she might not look into it so much. Right? You see, the Gemara has a suffix. Why is an aid achanem of a Misa Sabah? Tzavid legluyei? Or Isha Daiko Mitzvah. Nafgamina b'melchama. B'melchama, she's not going to look into it because she'll just assume, she won't look into it enough because she'll just assume that maybe the husband died in battle. So many people are dying, so maybe the husband, Taka, died in battle. That's one example. That's one example of this suffering.
Maskana.
What? There is no maskana. That's part of the problem, is there's no maskana. There's a tashma back and forth, and we'll get to your kasha. Just hold 1 second. So there's another example of this. Gemara Kuv Tazayin Amud Beis has another case. Eid Echad B'Ktata. What happens if there's an Eid Echad that says that the Baal died, but they had a fight before he went to Medina Sayyam? As Rashi says, K'tata Beinola V'Nova Holach L'Medina Sayyam Ubo Eid Echad V'Omer Meis. So there was a fight between the husband and wife. They're not on such good terms. And then he went off, comes the Eid Echad and says he died. So is that Eid Echad Neman? Gemara Kofta Zayin on Bezin Yivamos. Eid Echad B'Ktata Ma'o, my time of the Eid Echad Mehemon, Mishim Demilsa Davido, Ligluye Lo Meshaker, Echanami Lo Meshaker. The Dilma time of the Eid Echad Mehemon, Mishim Dehidaiko Mintzeba. The Hocha Kevin the Isla Ketata, Lo Daiko Mintzeba. Nochamo, the Gemara says the Suffolk is an Eid Echad Neman of Misa Sabah because it's Avido Ligluye. So the aid is not going to be Meshaker. If that's the time, then here too, he's not going to be Meshaker because he could be disproven. Maybe the husband is going to come. Cousin will come. Someone else will come and testify that he's alive. But if it's because he should die kulam in Saba, that she's going to check in, she's going to check into it very much. If they had a ketata, if they had a fight, she's not going to want to check into it so much. She's going to want to marry someone else. So that second time won't apply, says the Gemara. And what's the answer? Zav de Gemara Tekel? Not clear, Will, what the answer is. How do we paskin? What do you think? How do we paskin? Machlokas who? The Rambam and Ravid. Those are the two timing. The Rambam and the Ravid are giving, right? The Rambam says, Al Yiksha Beinecha, don't be so worried that the Chachamim, which really means the Torah, right? The Chacham just wasn't with the Torah Machamim more. Don't be so worried that the Torah says, Afilu Eish, Afilu Eved. That an Eid Echad is down, Misa Sabal, even Nish and even an Eved, it's Efshali Golos. It's Efshali Golos. Then one Eid is enough. Right? The Rambam would say that one Eid should really be enough, even B'Melchama and even B'Ktata. That's how he paskins. But the Ravid says, Inami, it's not so clear that's really true. It could be different. Eid Echad might be Nema B'Misa Sabal because Ishadako Minsaba. Ishadako Minsaba could be a totally different reason. I think Tosfos and Gittin on Daf Tes Amud Beis would go with the Ravid, right? They wouldn't be so sure that Eid Echad B'Melchama B'Ktata should be Neman. Because maybe Isha Daiko Mitzvah doesn't apply in such a case. Right? That's the Sofek. The Gemara Yivama says a Sofek. It could be this is a Machlokas Rishonim. Ladina had a Paskin. Right? With real Nafgaminis. B'Melchama B'Ktata. There could be Nafgamina between these different approaches. This is one area where we see the Rambam's sheet. But there's another area that's relevant to us, to our case. Zach, before we get there. Yeah.
Doesn't the fact that the Rambam say that, in fact, the Tosfos says that if one aid and only if he has fear, show that his case isn't just is an automatically case where there's like an entire fear?
What are you saying?
That like, why?
That there's no chashash meshaker here?
There
is a chashash meshaker.
So why does it have to be only one? Only if this guy like is proven to be scared?
Because if there's a chashash meshaker, then only if the one guy is proven to be scared, then we're going to trust him. If not, we're going to need two.
In other cases, it's automatic that he's scared. Like in the case of saying that someone's husband died.
To say that someone's husband died, automatically he's going to be scared. But why? Because Isha Daiko Mintzeba. Where's the Isha Daiko Mintzeba over here in the get? Right? They're just reading the get. There, the aide is saying that the husband died. She's never going to remarry if she doesn't check into it because she's afraid the husband is still alive. It's not similar to the case of the Kriyas HaGet. What's the... What's the comparison between the two?
Something different. Yeah.
No, so what do you... I'm not sure I understand. Tell me again.
No, I'm just saying that I just think that'd be a different case. That we'd be asked for, but...
The Rashba holds that they're not different cases. No, the Rashba says since it's Gili Milsa Ba'alma, so therefore you don't need Eidus. So he would learn that Eidach B'Misa Ba'al is also just a Gili Milsa Ba'alma, and that's why Eidach is Neman. No?
Never mind.
Okay, yes.
If it's a Sofi Doraisa in case of Mamzeres, why does the Rambam pass in the Kula?
Sofik Doraisa in the case of Mamzeris is saying to allow her to remarry. That would be a Sofik Doraisa. Why shouldn't we be Machmir? It's a Teku. So why shouldn't we be Machmir if it's a Sofik Doraisa? Good Kasha. You know the answer. Look at the Nosa Kedah. Look at the Nosa Kedah. What are they saying about it? Did you look at the Nosa Kedah? Take it, you didn't. So the Magen Mishnah explains that even though it's a suffix in the Gemara and Yevamos, but the Rambam is somech on other Gemaras. There are other Gemaras like about Hakara, Shemos, Begitin, and other situations where we seem to rely even on Isha and Karav. So that's why he feels that the real reason is that it's a Nustavid Legluyeh. Nustavid Legluyeh, Lomashakri Inshin. There are other Makaras. So if it were only a suffix, the Rambam would be Machmer, but there are other Gemaras to go on, so he feels like that's the Psak Halacha. That's the real reason. What's the other Nafkamina that I was alluding to? We're talking about a case that you have to read the Get. You have to read the Get to tell the Eidim what the Get says. So what exactly do we trust these Eidim to do? Do we trust them only to read the Get, or do we trust them to translate the Get as well? Let's say the Get is written in Chinese. Right? So the Eidei Chasima don't know Chinese. They don't know how to read Chinese. But they don't understand Chinese either. So you can read it in Chinese from today till tomorrow. It's not going to help them. Let's say the Eidim don't understand Hebrew. So the Get could be written in Hebrew and they're not going to understand the Hebrew. So do we allow the Korim to read and to translate the Get? Or do we say, no, we allow them to read the Get and that's it. We don't allow them to translate. So the Rambam in Hilchos Gerish in Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Gimel. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, what does the Rambam say? Do we allow them to translate? Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Gimel. Ha'edim shechosmen al aget. Tzrichim liosam yodim likos v'lachim. Vim einam yodim likos karim bifneim v'chosmen. V'hushi akiru loshan aget. The Rambam adds, v'hushi akiru loshan aget. They have to know the language of the get. The Eidei Chasima have to know the language of the Get. They don't have to know how to read, but they have to know the language of the Get. Who disagrees with this Rambam? The Tur. The Tur argues with the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam dutifully, but then he argues. This is a Tur in Hilchos Gittin Simen Kuvlam. Kosav Rambam Hu Shekir Lashon Aget Venira Zafilo Emakir Lashonu Emakar Lefnei Matargim Olefnei Em Shapredami. What's the problem? He's reading for them anyway. Let him be Matargim also. Let him be Matagim also. So the Beis Yosef over here says, Nira Loma de Bedafka Nakar Harama Shekir Losh Naget, the Ozlo Havia Lakan Gilu Milsa Ba'alma. The Ozlo Havia Lakan Gilu Milsa Ba'alma. Avlim Eina Makirim Losh Naget, Havla Ke Evi Pi Evi. The Rambam says that Hushi Akir Losh Naget, they have to know the language. They have to know the language. And the Torah says, no. Why does the Rambam have to know the language? So the Beis Yosef said they have to know the language because if they know the language, they know what the language means, then it's just a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. But if they don't know the language, then it's not just a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. What's he saying? L'chora, what he means is that if they don't know the language, so then, how's that called a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma? Gilui Milsa Ba'alma means that we can trip the Eidim up. We can trip them up, we can be Megala through someone else. You can ask someone else, what's the truth? What happened? What does it say? But if the Eidim are not only reading, but they're translating, they're translating, so then you can't really trip them up in a translation. You can trip them up that what they're reading, it doesn't say in the get. But if you say, well, that's not really what it means, so then they'll say, oh, we thought that's what it did mean. Right? They could just say, well, that's how we interpreted it. That's how we understand the words to mean. I thought, you know, maybe I don't know the language properly. They can get out of it. They can escape. Right? They're not necessarily going to be tripped up, you know, by someone saying, it doesn't say that there. They'll say, it does say that there, but that's not what it means. No, I thought that is what it means. If you're talking about the Targum, there's a way of getting out of it. That's not a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. It's not a Gili Milsa Ba'alma if you have to be Matargim as well, because that you can get out of and say, somehow, you know, have an excuse for why you translated it that way. Reading itself, that you can't get out of it. It says what it says. You can't say something different than what it says. But translations, you know, translations are open to debate. So because translations are open to debate, that's not enough of a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. And maybe that's why the Rambam holds that the Eidim at least have to be Makir Lashon Hagiah. They have to understand, you know, if you tell them what it says, they understand the language. You don't have to translate. So if you don't have to translate, all we need from the Korim is just to read. That's a Gili Milsa Ba'alma that we can be Megala Lechem, that there's no Chashash Meshaker for. But once you have to start to translate, then there is a Chashash Meshaker. We don't know for sure that the translation is going to be accurate. So that's the Rambam L'shitaso. Tosfos would never say that. Tosfos would say that we can rely on the Eidim both to read and to translate. Because it's just a Hakara Ba'alma. It's just a Hakara Ba'alma. It's not Iker. It's not the Iker Amais. It's not the Iker Eidus of the Eidim Chasim. It's just a Hakara Ba'alma. If it's just a Hakara Ba'alma, it doesn't matter what they're doing. Translating is also a Hakara Ba'alma. If it's just a Hakara Ba'alma, then we don't need Eidus for that. If you don't need Eidus for that, then the Eidim should be Neman for that as well. And that's the Chorab, what the Torah is assuming. The Torah is saying, if it's just Akra Ba'alma, like Tosfos, so then Eimi P'eid is enough, and even translation should be enough. But the Rambam holds, no, it's not Akra Ba'alma, it's Gili Milsa. That's the idea. If it can be Megala Idei Acherim, then there's no Chashash Meshaker. So maybe that's true for the Kriya itself, but it's not going to be true for the Targum. Okay, so these two other yesodos of the Rambam, the fact that the Eidim, the Eidim Chasim have to be Makir Chasim Asaget, and the Rambam by Misa Sabal, this is all the Rambam L'shitasa. The Rambam holds that Gilin Il Saba'alma means that if it could be Megala to someone else, then we're not afraid that the Eidim are going to be Meshaker, then there's no need for Eidus, and then even one Eid is going to be sufficient, even Eid Mipir is going to be sufficient as well. Yes, Will.
The way we explain, like to what extent the guy who's signing needs to know what's written in the get. You said kind of like he needs to know that he's not signing on something that says something totally different. Right? It's not some guy's homework. It's really truly is a get. So even if translation has in it some amount of interpretation, it's not like it's going to be so far off from. And he still should know the gist of what's going on.
There. Right, but you could add other things into the get. You could add other points into the get. You're saying how far off could it possibly be? And the Lashon of the Beis Yosef is it's not a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. It's not called a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. It's not called a Gili Milsa Ba'alma unless they're Makir Lashon again. Oz lo havi ala ke'en Gili Milsa Ba'alma v'im e'en makirim Lashon again havi ala ke'en mipi'eid. That's called an Eid mipi'eid. It's not just a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. What do you think he means? What do you think the Beis Yosef means? It's not called Gili Milsa Ba'alma. It's not called a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. Maybe they can fudge it a little bit. Maybe they can fudge it a little bit. They can. I don't have a case, but maybe the idea is that they can change the nusach a little bit. They're going to translate it in a way that there'll be a tonight, it'll be tomorrow instead of today, or something. They'll somehow change the get in some meaningful way, so maybe that's why it's still going to be a problem, according to the Rambam.